Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Thane Road may be cleared, but the avalanche danger in the Juneau area remains high. There are at least 15 identified or named slide paths on Mount Juneau and 19 paths on Mount Roberts. CBJ Avalanche Specialist and Emergency Services Manager Tom Matisse rattles off some of those that had releases on Wednesday and yesterday.
I can tell you White Slid, part of Bartlett Slid, Greenhouse Slid, Barron Slid, Bathy Creek Slid, a little piece of Sunshine Gully Slid. Thane Road had multiple paths from T8 to the West AJ path to Satellite Dish to the Snowslide Creek and down to Cross Bay. So a whole bunch.
The big one, of course, was the slide off of Snowslide Creek on Mount Roberts just after midnight Wednesday night that covered the road and went to tidewater. Greg Patz, maintenance superintendent with the Department of Transportation Southeast Region, has this description.
Looks like at the highest point it may be about 20 feet deep, and I'm estimating about 200 feet wide on the road.
And how does this compare with previous avalanches that may have occurred in that particular chute?
We've definitely had some larger ones, but this is a pretty good size avalanche.
Patch dispatched a 3-person artillery crew to Treadwell for avalanche mitigation. That's the firing of our artillery all along the side of Mount Roberts from across the channel to bring down snow before sending in crews with a front-end loader and bulldozer to clear out that snow. Matisse says the avalanche danger will continue to be quite high with the warmest temperatures all winter this week and heavy rain and high winds in the forecast.
Having removed a tremendous amount of mass from the avalanche paths is a good thing. But once again, there's multiple weak layers in a snowpack. So we've peeled the first layer off the onion. And with this much stress on the snowpack from tonight into tomorrow with the warming and the heavy precip volumes, the deeper weak layers in place are somewhat suspect once again. They've been dormant for a while, but that doesn't mean they couldn't reactivate, and we could still see slides in the same paths that have already slid.
The Parks and Recreation Department has closed Perseverance Trail and the Flume until at least this weekend. Along with the Forest Service, they have also declared Mount Juneau Trail, Mount Roberts Trail, Dan Moeller Trail, and DuPont Trail extremely hazardous. A portrait of the late Senator Ted Stevens to hang in the state capitol will be unveiled today. Juneau Representative Kathy Munoz says the idea came from Juneau resident and longtime legislative staffer John Manley. Munoz helped put all the pieces together, including funding approval by the Legislative Council, working with Stevens' family to select an image for the portrait and selecting an artist. She says it took only 8 months from idea to portrait, which has been painted by Alaskan artist Dean Larson, who's the son of the late Representative Ron Larson of Palmer. Unlike other state expenditures, artwork does not have to go through the competitive bid process, but can be selected by those commissioning the work, according to Munoz. And she says Larson's name kept coming up.
In fact, he was at one time on the staff of Senator Stevens and had a very high regard for the senator. So it was a wonderful choice, and kind of all of the pieces came together very well with the family's support. And then the chair of Ledge Council, Linda Menard, also had suggested Dean Larson. So it was like all of the indicators were pointing to him as the artist.
Larson was raised in Alaska and was a student of Alaska art icon Fred McAtance. Larson said, and Stevens' wife, Catherine, will speak during the unveiling this evening, which is scheduled from 5 to 6 o'clock at the Alaska State Museum. The portrait will eventually hang on the second floor of the state capitol between the House and Senate chambers. A small plaque commemorating Stevens now hangs near the eventual location of his portrait. Stevens served Alaska in the U.S. Senate for 40 years and was in the State House of Representatives from 1965 through 1968. He died in a plane crash in southwest Alaska in 2010. Weather forecast for the capital city area calls for more winds for most of this morning. Some of those winds to 40 miles an hour, gusting to about 70 miles an hour. Temperatures peaking out at about 46 degrees with some rain, and then down to about 30 degrees with snow showers for tonight.